Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Christmas Day. We're broadcasting live from Christmas Day, my 13th consecutive live Christmas show, as we continue to celebrate the holiday. And as we've done now, this is the second year in a row. I guess we're going to make it kind of a tradition. Someone who's been with me many times. We've had a tradition for over 10 years now of working together on my show and in other places as well. But this is the second time on Christmas Day that Andrew Sherman has joined us. Andrew is one of my best friends in or out of the Brain Trust. He's an incredible resource. He's an attorney and a partner with Jones Day. He's the author of so many books, I have to use a wheelbarrow to bring them to the studio, including his new book, Road Rules, Be the Truck, Not the Squirrel, and he is one of my favorite Jewish friends. Andrew, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be here, and I just want to wish everybody listening a very Merry Christmas. If you are listening to Jim's show this morning in lieu of pulling presents from under the tree, that you are the kind of hardcore small business and entrepreneur that we want to talk to this morning.
Well, I appreciate that.
Many of you may be listening a little bit later in the afternoon on the archive or the website.
Well, we appreciate that, Andrew. Thank you for being here. Are we establishing some kind of tradition here?
I think we are.
This is 2 years in a row.
As long as you don't, catch me by surprise and ask me to sing a few Christmas carols, I'll keep coming back.
Well, I was going to get you to quote something from the Torah. Maybe you could wrap that for us.
Well, I actually do have something. It's not from the Torah, but it's from a very famous rabbi. It's a quote that's also in the Road Rules book, and it's a quote that I think is appropriate for Christmas, if it's okay to share.
Absolutely. I'd like that.
It goes like this. It says, "If I am not for myself, then who shall be for me? If I am only for myself, then who am I?"
Yeah, I like that.
I think, I would encourage everybody to make that their theme for 2010.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're being a good advocate for yourself, but make sure that advocacy is not limited to yourself.
Well, and I said this in the previous hour, Andrew. A lot of people this time of year, this Christmas spirit moves them to find someone, some family, a child or children who don't have Christmas, who need that, who need food, et cetera, et cetera. We do it for the holiday, for Thanksgiving, we do it for Christmas. But I encourage people, and I'm reminding, I'm saying this to myself as well, and I'm saying it to you, Andrew. Children need milk in February and March and July. I mean, it's not just about Christmas under the tree. It's about giving back. And one of the things that I'm really proud of, as an American, Andrew, Americans as individuals, not the nation, not the government, although the government is a generous government, our government is, but Americans as individuals and the organizations we belong to are the most benevolent of any other country in the world.
Well, it's not just that we're number one. The statistics are actually, because you're bringing up a great point and a second great point that I want to come back to in a second, but we're number one. I think the number is by threefold. In other words, the number two, whoever that may be, UK, Canada, whatever, I mean, we're 3 to 4 times more. That there's no contest between one and number two.
And we're not the most populous, and so I think it's because of our Judeo-Christian origins, and I, that may not be politically correct in some circles, but we're a nation of many faiths, and most of those faiths have at their core the idea of giving back, of being generous, of being compassionate to others, don't they?
You're right, but you've raised another point that I think is really critical for our listeners, and that is, it happens every year. I mean, I'm just shy of 50 years old, so it's been happening to me for 50 years, and that is I watch everybody become nicer and kinder and more courteous to each other all around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And then within a week or two, we go back to our, you know, to,
right.
To some level of normalcy that does not include quite those courteous things. And I think that your point, which is an excellent one, is that this holiday spirit needs to really be a year-round commitment and not something, you know, you can't be somebody who says, you know what, 51 weeks a year, I'm going to care about only myself. But during
yeah.
Christmas week, well, I'm going to smile and, you know, I mean, I know this is the story of the Scrooge, of course, but,
yeah.
you know, there's a lot of folks I know who really need to adopt a Christmas spirit, a holiday spirit throughout the year.
A little more often. Hold on to that thought, Andrew. Now you know why we have him here on Christmas, folks. 20 till. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame. Andrew Sherman is our guest. Merry Christmas. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Merry Christmas, everybody. By the way, I get so wrapped up in doing our Christmas program, I don't even do any business, it seems like. I haven't mentioned my website yet, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find the archives to these segments if you want to later on or any time in the future. That's smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm glad you're here. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to everyone listening. And we've got our good friend Andrew Sherman here, one of my favorite friends who is also Jewish. And I've already wished him a happy Hanukkah, and he's wished me a Merry Christmas. And Andrew's book is called Road Rules, his new one of many books, something under 100 books that he's written, which have sold something under a billion copies galactically. Road Rules, Be the Truck, Not the Squirrel. Andrew, welcome back. And I know that you, as I have done today, that you would like to take a moment to say thanks to some very special people.
Well, you know, I caught the very tail end of your previous segment, and you said some beautiful words in honor of our military and to the young men and women that are protecting our country and our freedoms, and I just wanted to do two things. Number one, reinforce the thanks to all of, not only those who are serving, but the families of those who are serving. You know, I think that we sometimes forget that those who are serving our country, it's just as challenging sometimes, if not more so, for the families that are here thinking about them every day, 24/7. The second thing I wanted to share is just, you know, this past week I was lucky enough, I say lucky because anybody who was at the game knows that I wasn't very lucky, to go to both the Redskins-Giants game and then the Washington Wizards 76ers game, and being a Washington fan, the Wizards result was a lot better than the Monday night football game against the Giants. But the point I'm making is that in Washington, and I hope this is the case around the country, I've not seen it as much, every sports team in the D.C. area takes a section and gives tickets to military who are here, and then takes a moment to honor military, and a lot of them bring their families. And you know, I got to tell you, beyond singing the national anthem, it's my second favorite part of the game because everybody stands up and cheers and supports them. And you know, at the Wizards game the other day, there was a young colonel who had just come back, and his young son was there. And you know, watching his son's face as you know 20,000 people cheered his dad serving our country. That's what made me really proud to be an American. I mean, it wasn't even, you know, it was the son's face that I was proudest of, and that we could create that experience, which you know will be burned into the sun forever.
Oh yeah.
You know, that's what keeps us great as a country. And so,
I have a complete understanding of those families who are separated from their children.
I did
two Christmas shows while my son was in Iraq, two different tours, and I'll tell you, it was rough. And it's what for those of you who are business owners who have daughters or sons somewhere over there and standing a post in harm's way, Andrew, it's really a weird feeling to have a business and not want to hear the phone ring. Think about that.
Yeah.
Because my son is married, and I was not going to be the first person to be notified. No one would walk up to my business. I would get a phone call. And it's a weird feeling to have a business and not want to hear the phone ring for months on end, because you didn't want that phone to be from the wrong person. So I completely understand. And so those of you who are out there whose sons and daughters are across the way, somewhere in harm's way, God bless you, and tell your son, tell your daughter that we're thinking of them, that a lot of people over here have their back. Andrew, what's it like being a Jew at Christmas time?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I don't know that anyone ever has asked me that. Well,
you can count on me.
Let me deal with the funny stereotypes first, and then we'll deal with the more spiritual side. The funny stereotypes first are that, of course, all Jews on Christmas Day, just in case any of your listeners don't know, the only two activities that we have are eating Chinese food and going to the movies.
is that a tradition?
Oh, yeah, that's been a tradition. I mean,
making me hungry.
if you ever wanted to see the largest concentration of Jewish people ever, just go into any Chinese restaurant on Christmas Day, and they'll all be there. No matter where you live, they will be there. Because those are the only restaurants open on Christmas Day. And, of course, the movies is the only activity open. So I would say that for many Jews around the country, movies and Chinese food are a Christmas Day.
That's funny.
The second, you know, more spiritual thing is to understand that, you know, you are in the minority, and to look at a holiday that becomes truly a national holiday. I mean, you know, I don't say that with any ill will. I mean,
yeah,
it's a wonderful holiday, and it's a holiday that you have to kind of engage and embrace the Christmas spirit and all the good things that are taken out of this holiday, so that you do feel a part of it. I mean,
and if a Christian says to you, Andrew Sherman, Merry Christmas, you take that as a blessing, basically, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Andrew.
Okay.
Going to be right back with our good friend Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. It's our Christmas Day show. Merry Christmas to everyone. Enjoy the music as we go out. We'll be right back. Welcome back, 7 Till. I hope you're enjoying the Christmas music. I think most of that's from Mannheim Steamroller. We appreciate you being part of our day today as we celebrate Christmas. My 13th consecutive live Christmas show. We're doing it at this moment with our good friend Andrew Sherman, who's an attorney who is a member of the Jewish faith and is also a member of our Brain Trust for over 10 years now. He's an author of dozens of books, including his new one, which I know he's very proud of, and I'm proud of him for writing it. Road Rules: Be the Truck, Not the Rules. Learn the 12 Essential Rules for Navigating the Road of Life. And it's available wherever books are sold, as are all of his others. Also, don't forget, folks, if you're into franchising or licensing, Andrew wrote The Bible. Oh, and how about that for a segue, Andrew? You wrote The Bible on franchising and licensing. In fact, that's the title of the book.
I don't want to upset the big man upstairs on particularly on this day by calling it The Bible, but thank you.
And it's available wherever books are sold, and also your own website. Give it to us.
Well, the website for the Road Rules book is www.bethetruck.com, bethetruck.com, and you can also on that website order the special edition of the Road Rules book that we did for MAD, the Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Yeah, that's right.
And every book you buy from that website, which is a beautiful thing to do on Christmas, 40% of the proceeds goes directly to Dallas headquarters for Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Thank you for doing that. Good job. Andrew, we were talking as we went to the break. I asked you, what's it like being a Jew at Christmas? And one of the things that you and I have talked about in the past, that you and I have, that we have in our friendship, and that I encourage, you and I need to figure out a way to open up a huge can of tolerance and pour it over the world. We need that, don't we, Andrew?
We do. You know, I'll just tell you one last quick thing about that I was thinking about it as the break came up. Yesterday I was working late. One of the things I always try and do on Christmas Eve is be the last guy at the office, so that if anything comes up for some of my non-Jewish friends that want to get out early, that I'm there to cover it.
Right.
If they need it, and I know they do the same for me on Yom Kippur.
Right.
And so I'm working late last night, and I get an email late afternoon from one of my Catholic friends, and he says, you know, it's a little late in the day, but you probably could get in and get a quick conversion done and be able to celebrate the holiday with the rest of us if you want. And, you know, I was just cracking up. You know, he's like, you know, I don't know. I'm sure I could find you a church where you can get in, get done fast, and then you'll be at church with the rest of
us. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I got a good laugh out of that.
Well, I've got a quick funny story to tell you, and I don't know if I told this last year or not, but one of my Jewish friends who lives in the town that he grew up in, he was one of the few Jews in that town, and his family was. And in the neighborhood where they live, they decorated for Hanukkah with blue lights, of course. And all the other houses were decorated for Christmas. So when the judges came around to find the most beautiful Christmas lights in all the houses, they brought back his address to the headquarters where the prize was being awarded. And somebody whispered to the judges, that's the Jewish family. Those are Hanukkah lights that you were so proud of. he loves to tell that story. He still tells it. That's been probably 40 years ago, and he still loves to tell that story.
You did not tell that, because I would have remembered it, because that's a great story that I'm going to burn into my brain.
There you go. Andrew, we've got about a minute and a half left. Last thoughts today.
Oh, wow. Boy, did that go fast. Let's spend that minute on this issue of diversity and tolerance. I mean, we have some work left to be done. You know, the whole green consumer movement has replaced the diversity movement as the issue of the day, and I'm all for protecting the planet.
Yeah.
Also for the citizens of the planet getting along a little better. And let's not make tolerance our goal. Tolerance doesn't get us where we need to be. Tolerance just means I tolerate you. And I tolerate you is not a phrase that's going to get people working together, appreciating one another, and really respecting each other's cultures and traditions. So let's make our New Year's resolution for 2010 that tolerance is the minimum, not the maximum.
Yeah, that's the threshold, isn't it?
That's right, it is.
But that'd be a big step for a lot of people.
It would be, and I'm asking everybody who's listening to make that their goal for 2010.
Yeah, well said. Andrew, thanks for being here. Good job today. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year.
And back to you and all of your listeners.
Let's have a good 2010 together. What do you think?
I'm there, man.
Let's have another
Line
one.
Me up.
Thanks, Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. Andrew, thanks. Merry Christmas. I got to go for this hour. Ladies and gentlemen, as I wrap up my 13th consecutive live Christmas program, thank you for being here for me. I'm going to do my best to continue to be here for you. Be safe this Christmas day, and as you continue through the weekend, be safe. Merry Christmas. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.